بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما واستغفر الله إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. In the previous ayat Allah explained of the evil qualities of the non-believers and the munafiqeen. Yeah, in these ayat, two rukus, Allah explains a particular occasion when one munafiq who outwardly pretended to be a Muslim and he stole from one Ansari Muslim. When he went, he stole, and he stole his armor, etc., his weapons. And this was hidden in a bag of flour, and he stole that bag of flour with the weapons and things inside it. And on his way, what he did not realize, there was a hole in that bag of flour, and a trail of flour led right to his house. So when he realized this, and people will catch up very easily, they will follow the trail and they will know who the thief is. So he took that flower and he put that bag and he kept it as amanat by his neighbor who was a Jew. So then in the morning when the people followed and they came to his place, they searched his place but did not find any of those weapons and armor, etc. So then they went to the Jew because the trail was leading there. They found it all there, so he was then accused of stealing. He said that this my neighbor, who was a Muslim, a munafiq, he brought it and kept it as amanat by me. When they questioned him, he denied it openly and he said, I never went and put this amanat there, he is the crook. But however, the news spread that he is the crook and he is stole. So he got his family people ready and they all went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hoping to find favor with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam that he is a Muslim and against the kuffar, the Jews, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will favor him. So he went there, but in the meantime, Allah revealed the true rukus to say who the real crook is. India is a great lesson for the Muslims that in all our matters we must not see who is family, who is friend, even who is Muslim, who is not Muslim. The main thing here is justice. For whoever is fair and who is right, according to that decisions must be made. Not just because he's a Muslim, so we'll make a decision in his favor, or because he's our family member or something. This is very, very common in Islamic law that justice must be maintained at all times. So on that then Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitab bil-haqq. Beshak humne utari tere taraf kitab pakki sachi. Undoubtedly we have revealed this kitab, the Quran Sharif, to you with absolute truthfulness. لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ کہ تو انصاف کرے لوگوں میں جو کچھ سمجھاوے تجھ کو اللہ. So that you make decisions between people according to that which Allah guides you through. Yeah, ulama have written a very important point is that just not outward evidence, but from outward evidence, especially men of righteousness and piety, they are provided by Allah Ta'ala with the nur that they can see what from their heart, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, اتقی فراست المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله أو كما قال. That fear the seeing of a mu'min, a true believer, because he sees with the nur of Allah. Outwardly things might appear like that, but they can see from inside what the real matter is. That is by that firasat, by that deeper understanding, foresight and insight which Allah Ta'ala grants them well. So Allah says, make a decision according to that. Not what you see outwardly. that he had outwardly the Jews to blame that he had stolen, but everything else points clearly that it is this Muslim man who actually was a munafiq, not a true Muslim also, but he is the actual culprit and who stole. وَلَا تَكُلِّ الْخَائِنِينَ خَسِيمًا. Or too much ho the ghabazo ki taraf se jagarne wala. And you don't fight a case on behalf of the wrongdoers. Those, this person here who pretended to be a Muslim and he was the wrongdoer. Outwardly it seemed that he was innocent and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without the actual knowledge at the beginning, in fact told that why are you people blaming him when there isn't any evidence against him. That he left all that what he stole by his neighbor and his house, nothing was found. So why are you people blaming him? So Allah Ta'ala says, even outwardly, even without your full knowledge, O Nabi, your position is very high and lofty. You don't fight against a case for these wrongdoers, even if they are Muslims and the case is against a Jew. But don't see who is Muslim and who is non-Muslim. See what is justice in all these matters. Wastaghfirullah, or bakhshish maang Allah se, and seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Anyone and everyone slips up. So whatever errors we make, the safest route is to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And this is such a route that is a guaranteed route, a route. Inna Allah kana ghafura rahima. Beshak Allah bakhshne wala meherban hai. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving and most merciful. So the doors of Tawbah are open. A person must just turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and Allah forgives him. So a very important principle is taught in this ayat and in fact in this whole long rukus which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, that never ever fight a case on just because a person is a Muslim or non-Muslim, or a person is your family or non-family. And all this applies like in the house too. Maybe your wife is wrong and the daughter-in-law is right. So don't take the part of your wife just because she's your wife. See what is fair and just, and according to that take the part of people. To support those people who are right and who have been wrong really. Not just because it is your family or just because he is a Muslim or something. Or in the shop, for example, your son makes a mistake and he puts the blame on the worker who is a non-Muslim. There also, not just because it's your son, you take his part. You must see what is fair and what is just. That is what is required. And these are those things which gives Islam the true picture in the eyes of non-believers. And this makes them accept Islam. But when we hide Islam, teachings of Islam at that time, when these people will see these Muslims don't care, even if it is a Muslim, even if it's a family member, but they see what is justice, then they will see what is Islam and the true teachings of Islam. Therefore, it's very, very necessary that we bring this in our lives. That we first and highest priority we give in our life is to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and we maintain them at all times and all places. May Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.